Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. And this time, it's really the bliss point and not the depressed and anxious point as it was in my last episode. Well, it wasn't super depressing or anxiety-based because I just reflected my experiences when it comes to depression and anxiety. So I was quite, I would say, analytical about it. However, this episode is not going to focus on that anymore because I want to be positive and I want to spread more positivity. And I want to talk about a topic that is very dear to my heart. I've talked about it before, but it's so, so, so important. And it's intuition. Your intuition whispers. It doesn't scream at you. It doesn't yell. It doesn't, you know, hit you in the face. It's that really quiet voice inside of you that sometimes says, maybe you should do that, or maybe I should not. And it is so interesting what happens when we start listening to it. I once made the mistake of not listening to my intuition when it was actually really loud. So I had a really bad gut feeling and I didn't listen to it. And it ended up creating a downward spiral of burnout, depression, anxiety, so on and so forth. I don't want to go into detail on how that happened because I kind of touched on it in my last episode if you're interested. But in this episode, I really want to say only good things happen when you listen to yourself and to that inner voice and to that gut feeling that says do something or don't. And it's totally about being brave enough to kind of go against the things we've learned because we get taught to be really rational, to think things through, to always follow our minds, basically, and only about 5% of what's going on inside of us is actually conscious. The other 95% are subconscious, and your intuition, that inner voice, that gut feeling is a wonderful way for your subconscious to communicate with you. So open up, be present, and ground yourself regularly. Go for walks in nature, spend time meditating, walk barefoot, spend time in the sun, all those things that connect you to that earth energy will give you enough space and power to listen to what's going on inside of you. And it will make that voice stand out to you a lot more, and it will make it clearer and, I don't want to say louder, but more distinct. So I definitely want to encourage you, listen to your gut, listen to what's going on in your subconscious, and listen to the wonderful messages that are within you, because we have so much knowledge inside of us, and we have all the answers that we're looking for outside in us. So most of the time, you already know, and sometimes it helps to get quiet, to meditate or to pray and to really connect with yourself again to get to that level of self-understanding. And I really hope that this episode inspired you in any way. If it did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe if you haven't already. That would help me out tremendously. And I really hope you enjoy my podcast. I'm having a lot of fun creating it, and I will catch you on Sunday or Monday. Stay tuned. Bye.